Welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 85. This episode is brought to you by... Hey, welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. Our topic for today is, you don't have to be the best. I was actually scrolling on social media and I happened to fall upon... Jennifer Lopez, who was actually talking about something of the sort. And it speaks to me because as entrepreneurs, as people who are trying to live their best lives, at times we get stuck. At times we challenge what we're doing. At times we wonder if we should be doing it at all because we are doing it so imperfectly. We are just showing up. We are being a C student. We are being so messy, and it's not a straight line. It's like a jagged line up and down, and sometimes we wonder, should we continue doing this, or should we just find something else to do, or should we just stick to our day job? And when I look at Jennifer Lopez's career, I met her during in Living Color. I don't know if any of you remember that show by the Wayans brothers. In Living Color, that's where she started. At least that's where I met her as a dancer. She was a dancer there. And she moved on to being an actress, and she moved on to being a singer. And when I look at her work, she has put in a lot of work in. But in reality, I mean, as you look at the spectrum of the work that she does, she is not the best. She doesn't have the greatest voice. She may be one of the best dancers because she still can move. But even when you look at her acting, it's not the best. But she put herself among the best. She put her work in. Her body of work is there to be seen, to be evaluated. And she continues to put in work after work after work after work. So I kind of understand. I definitely appreciate her. I like her. I like her style. I like her her tenacity, her hard work. I mean, look at the woman. She is still relevant. She is still going. She is still on top of her game. And I appreciate that because what you are responsible for, you're responsible for your best, not anybody else's. And it isn't your business to compare yourself to everybody else's work. We all have our own gifts. We all have our own calling. And we need to stick to that. So what we have to worry about, as she mentioned, is that we have to continue doing what we're doing. If we feel led to, if we feel called to, if we feel pulled towards that, if we feel like this is what we are called to make a difference with, we have to not give in. We have to keep going. We have to keep going. That is important because, like I said, you will fall back into the comfort zone because it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for you to take the next step. It's going to be hard for you to continue. So you're going to go back to the comfort zone. And that's when you have to remind yourself that there's no way. You cannot give up. You cannot give in. You have to continue. You must continue. You will see that maybe you're not getting as much success as fast as you like. And you're thinking, look at this person. They just started and look at how successful they are. And look at me. I've been at this forever. But that is not the point. We cannot be comparing ourselves to people. We have to compare ourselves with who we were yesterday. We have to seek to be a little bit better each and every day. So you don't have to be the best. What you have to do is not give up. Get out of your comfort zone. You have to realize that you have something special to offer. I believe we are responsible to take our message out there because there are people, your people, who are waiting for you, waiting to hear from you. Maybe they've heard the word so many times from other people, but when you said the word, it spoke to them. And there are people who are out there waiting to hear your voice. However imperfectly it may sound, they're waiting to hear from you. So you will, if you are ready to outwork and outdone the perfect people, because they will soon give up when things don't seem right, when they hit that dip and everything seems to be going wrong, everything seems to be awkward, strange, not perfect, they will give up. But if you continue doing what you're doing, you will get better and better and better at it. You will get better and better and better at it. And that's what we are seeking. We are seeking to get better at what we do so that we can grow, so that we can eventually transform our own lives and help others to do the same. When people see that you have overcome things, it encourages them. It inspires them to do the same. It inspires them to act. So remember, the next time you want to be perfect, or the next time you want to give up because, you know, you can't seem to have the right amount of time, the right resources, the right words, the right outfit, the right makeup, the right this and that to do what you need to do, remember that there are people waiting for you on the other side. There are people waiting to hear your voice, however imperfectly it may sound. So don't seek to be, we all want to be the best. That's for sure. I want to be the best in everything that I do. But at times, with so many responsibilities and so many things that you have to do, you may not have 100 hours to work on something. But you may have 2. So you do the best you can do with the 2 that you have. When you have 100 hours, then you can put 100 hours of work. But you have 2 hours, use those 2 hours to the best of your capability. Make something happen with it. So that is my message for you today, is that you don't have to be perfect. You just have to show up and do what you have to do. It may be imperfect. It may not be the best, but you are there. You are doing the best that you can with what you have right now. Right now. I recall a lot of the experts, they talk about how when they hire a bunch of people, let's say, to do videos, professional videos, and they think they're going to have this polish, this beautiful video that people are just going to go crazy over. And they find out it's not the case. They find out that the video that they just put their phone in their face and they start speaking, the more authentic ones, that's the one that touches people. That's the one that gets the most views. So don't get it complicated. Do what you can with what you have right now. Imperfectly. It can be messy. It doesn't have to be perfect. Because perfection is the enemy of progress. And what we want to do is make a little progress each and every day. Because if we make a little progress each and every day, we get better each and every day. All right, so until then, I want you to know that you are unstoppable, and anything you put your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time.